say that Yaakov Emden had the ha'ora that the there's a pasuk we say Lamasech and for Kishefer talks about a meter called Gern Yaakov. So the meter of Gern Yaakov, Rebbeinu talks about is that there's a certain geyus, a certain pride that a person is a Jew. He says Rabbi Yaakov Emden's horror was that what the oppression of the goyim did through all the generations is the Yid never gishmatzu. You know, Ruba, the only place there was a real act of Yid moving over it was in Spain. But in general, throughout the Eastern Europe, etc., the Yidden stood very firm against the act and become like the goyim, etc. But what the result of what happened was of all the oppression of the Yidden is that when the emancipation came and they opened up the doors of the ghetto, the Yidden ran out and ran to join the goyim. In other words, the pride of being the Yid was damaged. That's in the meat of Gern Yaakov. There's a person has to have a pride that he's a Jew. The goyim have seven mitzvahs. If you look at the seven mitzvahs the goyim have, the seven mitzvahs are six lois ases and one asay to make sure you do the six lois ases. Right? That they shouldn't kill, they shouldn't steal, they shouldn't take somebody else's wife. Right? The Vadazorah, Birchas Hashem. And then there's the mitzvah dinim, which is they should take care of these inyanim. There's one number in the old Gemara which says they have an issur of sirus, they can't castrate an animal. There's one number in the Gemara that holds that they have the issur of making klayim. But you start, if you look at all of the mitzvahs are to be shomer the sidrei habriyah. There's a natural flow of how the briyah goes. They can't damage that. They can't touch that. Maintain the integrity of the briyah. So Baruch Hashem put the goyim, and the function of the goyim is, once saw Moshe says, if a person's on a plane, so there are passengers on the plane. There's somebody on the plane which goes on the plane for free. That's the steward and the stewardess. They go for free. But on the other hand, when the plane gets to its destination, they go on the plane back to where they came from. It says the Yidden are the passengers. In a certain sense, they're going somewhere. They have a goal to get to a certain place. They're using the world as a place to get somewhere. The goy's function is to make sure that the world functions along the way. A goy who wants to pay the price of a ticket can become a passenger. Right? Stewardess, you want to pay the price of a ticket? You're not a stewardess anymore. Now you're a passenger. You want to pay the price. You want to become a gear, so you can join the crowd. Now, what happens is that passengers have to stay. They have to sit with their seatbelts on, and they basically, you know, they're limited what they can do. And the stewardesses walk around, seem to, you know, access to all the food they want. Seem to have a good time, and I'm stuck in my seat. So I'm jealous of the stewards, the stewardesses, right? So a person understands that where we're going is very valuable. So you sit there and use the time along the way. You know, you prepare your itinerary. What you're going to do there. You read your books, you know, travel Europe, you know, you read, you're busy preparing yourself for the destination. But imagine a guy wakes up, he was stuck on the plane, somebody put him into the seatbelt, doesn't know why he's stuck sitting over here in the seat where these people walk around all the time, doesn't know where we're going, says, that's your friyid, now, you know, doesn't know who put him in this plane, doesn't know why he's stuck in the seatbelt, why the guy have to do these things, we can't do any of these things. Right? So he's jealous of the stewardess and the stewardesses. So Rabbi Tauber's in his book Choose Life, this is the mashal he's masber, the fill between the function of a yid and the function of a goy. One of the voidas, so I was the year was a 10th grade Rebbe in Tells, so I asked different Anoshim Cheshuvim and Gedolim that I met, it says if there'd be one message I would get across to my talmidim over the year, you know, Musar, Machshava, what would the message be? What do you think I should convey to them? So I asked this question to Rav Moshe Eisman, the Mashgiach in Eretz Yisrael, and he said to me that that the menahal of the high school in Chaim Berlin, Rav Siegel, Zichron Livracha, was speaking once in the Yisrael, and he said from Rav Huttner, and Rav Huttner said that our generation has totally lost Goyen Yaakov. He says the one message you get across to Talmidim is Goyen Yaakov. Understand what it means, the Cheshivas, what it means to be a Yid. We do mitzvahs, we do Torah, we do mitzvahs, but we sit there with a simcha, with a confidence, and with a heart full of happiness that I have something special. Right? You look out the window and it looks pretty fun out there. Right? So Chazal, part of what they were doing, we spoke about yesterday, when Chazal created the separation, the goal wasn't just to create a separation. The second half of the goal is understand when you have that separation, so Takim and Misbonin, so what am I? Who am I? What do I have? There's nothing out there. There's nothing out there. And the Velt thing is something, sometimes we start wondering, maybe there's something out there. And Rabbi Yaakov Galitsky says over Maisa that there was a secular reporter, there was a big tshuva rally, Baal tshuva rally in one of the stadiums in Eretz Yisrael. So this reporter went over to this attendee who was clearly about tshuva. He said, so who do you think is better, you or the bachur learning upon you at yeshiva? So of course, we know that the malkum shabbat tshuva, the gemara can't stand, so obviously he's going to say that he's better, and he'll say, you see that, the yeshiva bachur is so low that even, this was the secular Israeli newspaper writer wanted to get, another dig against the yeshiva bachur. The Baal Tshuva answered. He says about the Bochur and Ponyevich. He says Lama. He says the Bochur and Ponyevich sits in yeshiva, thinks there's something out there, and stays in yeshiva. So I was out there. I know there's nothing out there. I'm telling you, there's nothing out there. So of course, what else should you do tshuva? He says he columns that there maybe there's something out there because he didn't live through it, but he stays in yeshiva. I have to respect that tremendously. The tremendous Nakuda. Hey, there's nothing out there. The world is so empty. The world is so. The ghetto doors opened up. So the Yidden in France and Germany. They many ran. I once heard from somebody says in Poland it wasn't an issue. Well, who did you live with? The Goyim were such pyre, and they were such peasants, they were such coarse lowlifes. Nobody wanted to be like them anyway. That's something to look up to. Says you sat in Germany, you saw cultured people, rich people, intelligent, elegant. There was something to be jealous of. Says over there, there's nothing to be jealous of. So you go back, Hayoyim, you go back to, you travel through the countryside in Poland today. As you go back, the year 2011, you look at them, their faces, their eyes are empty. The Polish peasants, their eyes are empty. It's like, so what's to be jealous of? But, with all of their elegance, it's an empty world. There's a void and a gap in their hearts, which they're trying to fill. It is Haloi Dover who. Haloi Dover, who, if you want to know what is the greatest industry in the United States of America, probably in the whole world, but in the United States of America for sure, the most valuable industry in the United States of America is entertainment. Between the TV, the movies, and the internet, and the magazines, and the newspapers, and the books, and the shows, and the sports, it's all entertainment. Why do you need so much money spent on being entertained? Everybody's so happy. Like, what if these, have to keep making you happy? Everybody's so happy. Because they're not happy. And they seem pretty happy. Yeah, because they want from one thing to another, because it's an anesthetic. I do this, I do that, I don't think. The Yitzhahara's Mahal is don't think. And the Yitzhahara's, he says that the Yitzhahara's Mahal is don't think, because he knows, Vadai, that if you stop for a minute and you think, he's lost. So what's the Eitzah? As the power of Yeratzah, keep you so busy with whatever that you won't stop to think. The Yetzirah's biggest fear is that a Jew will stop and think, what am I doing? As soon as he stops, he says, if he really stops and thinks about that, he really stops, really thinks, he makes that cheshbon, When he talks about Zahiris, the Basilish Rebbe, he'll change. So he makes sure that so our society is built on making sure to run. There's nothing, and why? Because there's talking nothing there. What's the Yitzhar scared of? Because it's a mirage. Just, I once heard this machshava. I remember who I heard it from. Chazal say that one of the mishnah give about the Yitzhara is he's there to a list and he set up a precious drachim. People, he was a big guy, colossal bandit over there with, you know, this gun on one side of the thing. He would sit there and he didn't even run after people. He used to sit there. When people would walk by, he would roar at them, "Come here!" And they'd be so scared they would come, you know, he would take all their money. He said, "Budget." One pikeach looks at him and he says, he never moves. So he realizes the guy, he sees the guy's lame. So the guy said, "Come here." He said, "No." He walked around and said, "Like you very much. Goodbye." He says, "That's the Yetzirah. That's Chazal's Moshe for the Yetzirah. Gigantic, colossal monster of a being." He says, "Come here and eat you up alive." It's not real. It's a mirage. His whole avodah is creating this mirage that you can't change, you can't do, and it's so overwhelming, and so hard, and so this, and that. You're stuck, and you're in your mind, and you never stop to think that maybe he's wrong. And they say, you know what? Mehechatesi. And the person is Mehechatesi, an emissary Mehechatesi. He really thinks into it. What's really stopping me? He realizes I might not be I want to be the biggest tamachol. You know, I have intellectual capacity. I have limitations. Fine, but I could be a lot better person than I am. There's a lot more I can do. The limitations that I believe I can't do, a lot of them are not true. So a person does that. So the Yetzer takes the world and dangles it in front of us. So the avodah of the person is to understand the hair. The chashiv is what it means. We have Torah, we have mitzvahs, we have a seichel, the way of dealing with things. It's intelligent. And the Pesach says that we do it intelligently, we believe in it intelligently, we'll have tremendous respect from the Musar. Rach am chacham nevoin. So if you don't turn mitzvahs, then they'll think you're fools. You see, look at the society, the world thinks Jews are fools. They can't figure out how to deal with Jews, because they think they're very smart, but they think they're fools at the same time. They can't figure out Jews, you know. They'll have pride in us if we have pride in ourselves.